on June 18, 2018, the leader of a refugee camp in Bangladesh was hacked to death. There are lots of horrible ways to die, but being hacked to death has to be one of the worst. Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. Sorry, but I'm going to begin with Monty Python again. You've heard me write too many times, I imagine, about Monty Python and the Holy Grail, but there is one scene in that movie that directly ties into today's attack. Of all the very funny, classic parts of that film, the Trojan Rabbit and the Murderous One, for example, the one which is probably best known is the Black Knight. King Arthur is stopped by a man all in armor astride a bridge who proclaims, "None shall pass." The two engage in a sword fight, which with Arthur sequentially cutting off all four limbs before he agrees to call it a draw. This is of course satire and meant to be funny, which it is, very, or at least in my opinion. Others may see any portrayal of violence as not something to be laughed at. To each their own, I guess. The real use of violence, such as dismemberment, is anything but a laughing matter. Terrorist groups such as ISIS reveled in filming and posting beheading videos, both to terrify audiences as well as to show off their brutality. There was nothing funny about ISIS. This particular group was not alone, however. On this day in 2018, the leader of the Rohingya refugee camp, Arif Ullah, was hacked to death by members of the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, or ARSA, in the Cox's Bazar district of Bangladesh. The Rohingyas, of course, are a Muslim minority ethnic group in Myanmar, which the government sees as illegal immigrants. The Myanmar Army's scorched earth policies have driven upwards of 700,000 Rohingyas into neighboring Bangladesh. A local police station officer in charge, Abul Khair, described the attack as the victim was dragged down from a bike, stabbed with sharp weapons, and had his throat slit. Less than a week later, three men were arrested in connection with the brutal murder. The ASRA is seen by many as a terrorist group. It claims to fight on behalf of the Rohingyas, and that is undermined by these acts of this nature. It is not as if these poor Muslims have not suffered enough.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.